Shalom to all. Today's office is Shalom Yuma Davav, and we are starting Hamad Beis about a third of the way in with the word Matsanu. That's about 17 lines into the daf. Again, with this word Matsanu, and the article Tzuris Daf, it's right at the top of Vav Amud Aleph. And today's office sponsor, Lilu Nishmas, Marsh Merim Sarabas, Biaka Moshe, Hernish, Amos, should have an Aliyah. And we're discussing differences between Kahanim Gedalim of the first and second Bate Mikdash. And so we continue discussing these two Bate Mikdash. Matsanu, we find Shaloi Char Rabbis Barishonu, the first base of Mishas wasn't destroyed. Elisha, you Ivna, Vadazar, Mgal Mares, Shaif Chidam, because they were over the big three Aveiris, Avadazar, Gilaras, and Shvich Dom. And it's the same thing with the second base of Mikdash. Now, Rabbi Yechon Bar Tursa Amar, he says, Matsanu Shaloi Charva Shiloi, we find the Mishkan of Shiloi was only destroyed. Elishoi Mavazes HaMoedos, as they were Mavazes, they denigrated the Moedos, which means they weren't Oile Regal, Machalan Sakachim, they desecrated Kachim. Now, we have a different price. Matsanu Shaloi Charva Bais Barashona, Elishoi Uavde Avadzara, Umagali Rais Vashechim Domim. The first base of Mishkan was only destroyed because they were Uavde Avadzara, were Magali Rais, and spilled blood, they were murderers, Aval Bashani. But the second base of Mikdash, Makirin Anu Isam Shiyu Game Matar Vuzahim Mitzvahs Umaisris, we know them, we recognize them, that they toiled in Tyre, and they were careful with mitzvahs and maestres, v'chol veses toy v'hoise b'hen, then many wonderful attributes and midas to them. Ela, shayu oivin es ha-momen, they loved money, v'sayin ila ilu sinas chinam, and they had a baseless hatred for each other, and that's why it's destroyed. And v'kashi sinas chinam, we see that sinas chinam is so hard, so strong, so strict, shishkula k'neged avazar gilaras shvichas damim, that it's equal to avazar gilaras shvichas damim, because we see the base of maestres was destroyed because of that. Now, Dalmo stated, this is the usual way the Yerushalmi introduces a story. Over here, it's not really a story, we just continue discussing this. Reb Zair of Reb Yaakov Bar Acha, Rav Avuna, Havan Yosmin, they were sitting Amrin saying, B'yoyser, it's actually worse. We see this in Eschinim is worse than Avazar Gilaras and Shvichas Damim. Why is that? Shabarishain Nivna. The first base of Mikdash was rebuilt. Ubashani Loi Nivna, but the second base of Mikdash wasn't rebuilt. In Rav Zair, he says, Harishainim Asu Tshuva. The first ones did Tshuva. Vashniim Loi Asu Tshuva. The second ones, meaning after the destruction of the second base of Mikdash, they didn't do Tshuva. That's why it wasn't rebuilt. And in Rav Lezer, he says, Harishainim Nizgal Avainam, Vinizgal Kitsam. The first ones, their sins were revealed. They weren't embarrassed to sin in public, and therefore the Navi told them when their kates, when their end would be. It was stated very clearly that after 70 years of Galus Bavel, they're going to go and rebuild the second base of Mikdash, and that's what happened. But Ashniim, the people by the second base of Mikdash, Loinis Galavainim, that's proper Girsav, Loinis Galakitsam, they didn't reveal their sin. They sinned in private, pretending they were great in public, and therefore their kates was not revealed. We, so to speak, have an open ended Galus. And Shaolus Rebelezer, that's Rebelezer. Dairus Rechrenim, Ksheimim, Arishainim, were the second Dairus, the later generations by the second base of Mikdash, were they more kosher than the first? Because we see that they're really wonderful people, and they shtagged, and they learned and did mitzvahs, so maybe they're better than them. Amaleni told them, Eidechem Beis HaBechira, Yechiyach. Your Edom, your witnesses, is the Beis HaBechira, is the Beis HaMikdash itself, which will prove. Avisein, our forefathers, meaning by the first Beis HaMikdash, Heviras HaTikra, they just removed the ceiling, the roof. As the Pasuk says, V'yagel Asmasach Yehuda, the first Beis HaMikdash wasn't totally destroyed. It was just the roof, according to some, even the walls, but the foundations definitely were still there. Aval Anu, Piyapanus HaKsalim, but us, regarding the second Beis HaMikdash, we destroyed even the walls, meaning even the foundations were ruined. As the Pasuk says, Ha'imrim Aru Aru, Ad HaYisayd Ba, until the Yisayd. As we see, the later generations were definitely worse in this sense than the earlier ones. And Amr, they said, Kaldar Sha'in and Nivna Miyamav, any generation that the Beis HaMikdash has not rebuilt in its days, Ma'an Olav Kiluhu Echrivai, it's treated as if they destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. And now we go back to discussing the Kain Gadol Erev Yom Kippur, and we had said, Matkinu Loi Kain Acher Tachta V'Shem Yerubai Psol, to prepare another Kain in his place, maybe Psol is going to happen with the first one. So now we talk about the second Kain. The question is, Ma'am Yachtan Le'ime, what about being Miyached, the second one with the first one? The same way the first Kain Gadol needs Prisha, does the second one also need Prisha? And if he does, are we Miyached both of them together? And so Omar Chaki answers that no, Mishum to in Miyachdin Le'ime, if we're going to Miyachad the second one with the first, Dukata Le, he's going to kill him. The first one is going to kill the second out of jealousy, out of Eva, and therefore we're not Miyachad them together. Now, where do we see this? The Pasuk tells us regarding the Minchas Chavitin that's brought by the Kohen Gadol every single day, Oysoi, it's specifically the words are, B'yayim hi Moshach Oysoi, on the day that he anointed him. And we learn from here, Echon Moshchen Ve'ein Moshchen Shnaim, that we're only Moshach, we only anoint one Kohen Gadol and not two. Now, Omar Biyachan says that no, it's really Pnei Eva because of hatred. If we have two Kohanim Gedolim, then there's going to be this Eva between them. And we continue discussing this. Avar Zeh, let's say this one had to be Ivar. The first Kohen Gadol got a psol. So Vashimej Zeh, the second one, the replacement one, he ended up serving. Harishain called Kedushas Kuna Olav. The first one, he still has Kedushas Kuna Gedol on him. He's still the main Kohen Gadol. And when his psol goes away, maybe it was a temporary moment, maybe it was carry, whatever it was, he comes back to his original position. Vavam Nalfa on top, Hasheni, Eine Kasher, Loi Kohen Gadol, Loi Kohen Hedyot. The second one is not Kasher to be either Kohen Gadol or Kohen Hedyot. Kohen Gadol, he can't be, as we just said, because of Eva, and he can't be a Kohen Hedyot either because of Malin Bukadish Vlami Reden. Since he acted as a Kohen Gadol for a particular amount of time, he now can't be demoted to be a Kohen Hedyot. And Rechon says, Avar Va'avad, if he was Ivar, and he did Avoida anyway, Avodasuk Shera, it's still Kosher. It's not like his Avoida is possible. Now the question is, Avodasuk Mishalmi, his Avoida is from whom? Let's say we have this replacement Kohen Gadol acting on Yom Kippur. Whose carbon is he bringing? The Par Kohen Gadol is brought by the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. So is that his own personal one, or does he bring the one that the original Kohen Gadol designated? And the answer is, Mishnah Yin Adol, so from the following, Maisu Ben Elam Mitzi Tzipirin. There was a story with this fellow named Ben Elam from Tzipirin. She'ira carry the Kohen Gadol b'Yom Kippurim. Carry happened to the Kohen Gadol b'Yom Kippur. V'nechaz Ben Elam, v'shimish tachta b'kenu g'dayla. And this Ben Elam went in his place, and he served as the Kohen Gadol. And Chshiyatza, when he came out, when he finished, Amar LaMelech, he asked the king. The king is the one who determines who's the Kohen Gadol. And he asked him as follows: Adoni HaMelech, my master, the king, parv asar shel Yom Kippurim, mishal lihein kravim, or mishal Kohen Gadol? The parv asar Yom Kippur, are they brought from my own funds? Is it mine, or is it from the original Kohen Gadol? And v'yad HaMelech mahu shayloi, the king understood what he was asking him, because he realized that if he tells him that they're yours, then he's basically saying, you're the new Kohen Gadol, and the original one, he now steps down a tier, and he's not the main one. So Amar Lo, he told him, Ben Elam, ilu loy daich el shishimash shah fnei misha amar v'hoya olam, isn't it enough for you that you served for a short amount of time in front of the one who said the world should be? Meaning you should consider yourself lucky that you acted as the Kohen Gadol. V'yadim Ben Elam, shusam ikuna gadayla, and Ben Elam realized that he was removed from ikuna gadayla, meaning that he wasn't the main Kohen Gadol. Now we continue discussing this. Ma'isa b'shem ben kemches, there's a story of Shem ben kemches, who is the Kohen Gadol. And here we have a little machlokes about how to read the next line, where to put the comma, even though they're both saying the same thing. Here are the two ways to read it. Shiyatza l'daber im hamelech erev yom kippurim, that he went out to speak with the king erev yom kippur, or shiyatza l'daber im hamelech arav yom kippurim, that he went to speak with the Arab king on yom kippur. And either which way, it's saying the same thing, that he went to speak to the non-Jewish king, and it was either on yom kippur or literally right before yom kippur. And what happened? V'nitzat tzinar shel roik mipiv al begadav, spittle went out of the mouth of the non-Jewish king onto his clothing, v'timasai, and it made him tamei, so now he can't serve at all. V'nichas Yehuda achiv, and Yehuda his brother came, v'shimish tachtav, and he served in his place, b'kunu g'dayla as a kohen gadol, v'ras iman shnei bonei ha-kohanim g'dayim b'yam echad, and their mother, Kimches, she saw two of her sons being the kohen gadol on the same day. And Shal Chum, the Chum sent a message, v'amrul and asked her as follows, ma ma'isim toivim yesh b'yadeich, what great deeds do you have in your hand that you're such a thing? So Amrul and she told them, yavo yolai, it should come upon me, it's like a lashon of a curse, imro'u kairiz besi saris reishi, v'imras chaluki miyamai, the walls of my house ever saw the hairs of my head or the hem of my garment, which means that she was very tsanua. Amun, and they said as follows, kol kimchaya kamach, all flour is flour. Kamach is coarse flour, it's not good quality. V'kimcha de kimches, but the flour of kimches, it's a play on words, because her name is kimches, and that sounds like kamach, which is flour, so her flour is soyless, that's very fine flour. V'karin Allah, they said about her the following pasuk, kol kavud bas melch panima, all the kavod, all the honor, the glory of a bas melch is panima, it's inside. And the pasuk continues, m'mishbet zav levusha, and this is referring to the Kohen Gadol who wears mishpat zayzav, he wears golden clothing. Now we're going to discuss another type of Kohen who's kind of like a Kohen Gadol. Yachol, you might think, Yehi Mashuach Mochama, maybe Asir Sa'efa, that the Mashuach Mochama brings an Asir Sa'efa. We know that every time the Yidden went out to war, there was a special Kohen called Mashuach Mochama. He was a Kohen that went out to war with them. He had a number of different jobs and responsibilities, but what's important about him is that he was Mashuach B'Shemen HaMishcha, so he's very much like the Kohen Gadol. So you might think, says the Braisa, that he has to bring an Asir Sa'efa, this mincha, every single day, like a Kohen Gadol does. And to that we say, Tam Lomi, the pasuk tells us, Tachtav mi banav. This in regards to the Asir Sa'efa of the Kohen Gadol, it says, the Kohen Gadol tachtav mi banav. And what do we learn from here? As shebenoi oime tachtav mi Asir Sa'efa. In regards to the person whom his son takes his place, if he's Roy, so he brings an Asir Sa'efa, and that's a regular Kohen Gadol. If he dies, so his son takes his place. Yatzim Mashiach Muhammad, this excuse Mashiach Muhammad, shebenoi oime tachtav. His son doesn't take his place. If the Mashiach Muhammad dies, we don't appoint his son, so he doesn't bring an Asir Sa'efa either. We continue, Minhalim Mashiach Muhammad, shebenoi oime tachtav. How do we know that his son doesn't take his place? And so to this, Tamalami, the pasuk says, Shevas Yamim Yilbashem Akain Tachna Mibanav Asher Yavayel Oyel Mayed. What do we learn from here? Eshu Ubal Oyel Mayed, Lasharas Bakaidesh, Benoy Emetachtav. He who comes to Oyel Mayed to serve Bakaidesh, that's referring to the regular Kohen Gadol, so his son goes in his place. Yasim Shach Mochama, Shein Ubal Oyel Mayed, Lasharas Bakaidesh. That excuses Mashmach Chama. He doesn't come to the Oyel Mayed to serve, and therefore his son doesn't take his place. We continue this. So Minayan Shum Isman Aliyah's Kohen Gadol. How do we know that Mashmach Chama could become the Kohen Gadol? Don't think from the above drashas that if we decide to appoint the Mashmach Chama as a Kohen Gadol, that we're not allowed to. No, if we want to, we could appoint him as the Kohen Gadol. How do we know this? Because the pasuk says, "Upinchas ben Elazar nugged haya aleim lefnim Hashem imay." That Pinchas ben Elazar, he was a nugget on them, which means he was the Kohen Gadol. And we know that originally in the war with Midian, Pinchas was just the Mashiach Mochama. So we see that the Mashiach Mochama could become the Kohen Gadol. Now we just explain the words at the end of this pasuk, lefnim Hashem imay. The question is, what does that mean? So Rabbi Yosi can have a bayim makantul Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yosi. When Rabbi Yosi wanted to chepper Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yosi, have a amarle, he would tell him lefnim imay. Lefnim imay means it used to be with him. And Rabbi Yosi was telling Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yosi that in your old age, you don't learn as much as you used to learn prior. So that's Lefnim Ima, you used to be like that. And it's the same with Pinchas. He used to be on a much more elevated level, and later on, he wasn't like that. That's the Lashon Lefnim Hashem Ima. Where does this come from? Lefnim Ima Bimei Zimri Micha. In the days of Zimri, which is when Pinchas became famous in the Torah, and he stabbed Zimri in the middle of his act, so he was Meicha, he protested Hashem's covet. But we made Pelagish Begiva, and this is Pelagish Begiva, Loi Micha, he wasn't Meicha. So that's where we say Lefnim Hashem Ima, Hashem Hashem used to be with him, so to speak, that he had this greatness before. Continue to discuss the Mishloach Mechama. Minayin shu nishal b'shmoina? How do we know that he's nishal in the eight begadim? One of the responsibilities of the Kohen Mishloach Mechama is when they had to ask the Urim and Tumim of what to do. Should they go this way or that way? Should they fight? Should they not? As we find many times throughout Navi, the Kohen Gadol wears his shmoina begadim in order to ask the Urim and Tumim, and we're saying the Kohen Mishloach Mechama is going to be wearing those eight begadim. How do we know this? Or Chiyas says Hashem Riachnon. The pasuk says Ubigdei Hakodesh Asher LaAaron Yu Laban of Achrav, and the holy begadim that are to Aaron, they should be to his sons after him. Matam loymer Achrav. Why do we have to say Achrav? That's an extra word. Ella must be legedula shel Achrav regarding the greatness of somebody else, and that's talking about the Mishloach Mechama. Now Minan Shu Ibed Vishmaina. How do we know that when he actually serves in the Beis Hamikdash, he wears the eight begadim of the Kohen Gadol? So Rabbi Yirmiyah says Bshem Riachnon Ubigdei Hakodesh Asher LaAaron Matam loymer Achrav. Why does the pasuk have to also say Achrav? Must be lekedusha shel Achrav that he also wears the shmoina begadim when he serves. Our Amalei Riana told him, Ima Chayisi, I was with you when this was taught, and loy amar oived el nishal. He didn't say oived. He didn't say the Mishloach Mechama when he serves in the Beis Hamikdash. He wears the shmoina begadim. He only said nishal. That when we're asking the Urim v'Tumim, he wears the shmoina begadim. And that's what the Gemara Vav Beis on top tells us. And pay attention to the girsa change. Bekama hu oived. So how many begadim does he serve in? And Iser Bishai Masnisa de Bar Kapara min Deraima. Bishai brought a brisa from Bar Kapara of the south. And Vitano and brisa says v'chamrim v'cham tell us einoy oived loy v'shmoina shel kain gadol v'loy bar shel kain had yet. He doesn't serve in the eight of the kain gadol or in the four of the kain had yet. And Omer Barba explains bedin hu shehe oived Barba. Really, he should serve in the four begadim of regular kain because he really be'etzem is regular kain. V'loma einoy oived. Why doesn't he? Loy u'aymer inu kain gadol pa'am oived Barba pa'am b'shmoina. So that people shouldn't say that we saw kain gadol sometimes serves in four, sometimes serves in eight. We don't want to confuse people, so therefore he doesn't serve in four. However, Omer Bienna asks v'loy b'fneim hu oived. Isn't he serving inside in the base of Mikdash? V'loy b'chutz nishal. Isn't he being asked of the Urim v'Tumim outside? V'toyin b'fneim hu b'chutz. People are going to make a mistake inside outside. People aren't going to get confused. They're going to know that when he's in the base of Mikdash, he's like a regular kain hadyet, so he wears four. And when he's outside during wartime, and we have to ask of the Urim v'Tumim, son, he wears eight. No one's going to get confused about this. However, the response to this is what v'chir b'tarfen avim shall call Yisrael loy tov b'tkias hakel l'tkias karbon. Wasn't Reb Tarfen the father of all Yisrael? Didn't he make a mistake between the tkiah of hakel and tkiah of a regular karbon? Where do we see this? Tatan, we have a brisa. The pasuk tells us ubnei aron kehanim yisku b'chatzoytzrois. The bnei aron kehanim, they should blow chatzoytzrois. They should blow the horns or the trumpets during the bringing of a karbon. And what do we learn from here? Tamimim v'loy balimumim div Reb Akiva. Reb Akiva says they have to be a tam. They have to be unblemished. They can't have a mum. Avraham Amar Reb Tarfen. Tarfen told him akapechas banai, which literally means I'm going to cut off my children. He's like cursing himself. If I didn't see the brother of my mother who was lame in one leg and he was standing on a zara holding onto a chatzaitzra and blowing it. So we see that even a Baal Mom is allowed to blow. Rabbi Kiva told him, Rebbe, Shemalei Re'isa El B'Shas Hakel. Maybe you only saw this time of Hakel, which is at the end of Shemitah, at the end of 7 years, Sukkot of the next year, Hakel, all of Yidden, men, women, and children come, and there's a whole matzav that happens. Part of this blowing chatzaitzras, and that is allowed to be done by a kind Baal Mom. Carbon. I was talking about the time of carbon. And Amalei Reb Tarfen realized that he made a mistake, so he told him, "Kapechas banai, I'm going to cut my children off." Once again, this lashon of curse of himself. You didn't go to the right or left. Ani hu shiriisya samaisa. I was the one that saw it. V'shachachti, and I forgot. V'loy ha'oli the farsh. I didn't have a way to explain it. V'at darish umaskim l'shmua. And you're darshining and you're explaining it exactly how it was. Hakala parish mechalka parish mechayav. Anyone who's parish from your bikiva is like he's separating from his life because you know the way to properly explain things. We're going to stop it for the day and pick up tomorrow. Continue to discuss Kaihanim doing the Avodah of Yom Kippur. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.